So Andrew Kopp has arrived. Coach, could you talk a little bit about what you know about him and what your plan might be for him in the coming days?
I know what I've been told. I haven't seen the young man play. So they're excited about his strength in the middle of the ice and his ability to read those plays. Looks like a powerful young fella with a good determination. I think when you get to wear a C for an institution like Michigan, you know you've got the character right. The plan is just to integrate him into the group and then get him up to our game and speed as quickly and then see what happens. Depth at center is always welcomed. We've certainly had enough banged up guys here. The more healthy, viable players we have, the better.
Speaking of updates, could you then provide that on Matthew Perreault, Brian Little, and Ben Chiarot, please?
All three of them now have moved into that very close range. Matty Perreault, and they all got through practice today. Matty may be available as soon as possible tomorrow. He still has to be cleared to play. And then he has to come back tomorrow feeling at least as good as he left today. Brian, very close to that as well. Be more reluctant to put two players coming back off longer-term injuries in the lineup at the same time. And Ben as well. So he's... I think both Ben and Brian probably have to get pushed once or twice through practice before they get cleared.
You said Perreault needs to be cleared. What do you mean by that? He says the doctors have cleared him, and he says he's ready to go. He says he's waiting on you.
Yeah, so the doctor, the trainer has to come down and say he's green-lighted, and part of that is him getting through practice to my level of expectation. He looked good, but again, he has to come back tomorrow. So I will consider him for the lineup tomorrow.
How do you go about bringing a guy like him back into the lineup? He was red hot before he went out, such a huge part of this team, but you guys are playing so good right now. How do you bring such a valuable guy in without upsetting the apple cart?
At the same time, so when you're talking about your top-end guys, we'll put Brian Little in that group, you need them. So we'll put him in as soon as we feel it's right that they're cleared and they're healthy. We're not going to put him in beforehand because we're playing well, but when they're ready, they are going back in the lineup. And then you try to disrupt everything else as least as possible. So we'll find a place for him to go into the lineup, and it may be at center ice, and then work him in from there. It's difficult, or it's a lot to expect a player who's been out the amount of time that Matthew is to come in and jump and be right where he was, give him the opportunity to, but we won't take a player out of a role that we're comfortable with in right now. At some point in time, Matt's going to work his way back into the top nine or the top six.
He sounds very hopeful about getting back into the power play. Is that more?
Yeah, well, he'll go there. Yes. Yeah, so that is something that we'd put him in pretty quickly. We needed to go. It was, you know, so good while it had been so bad, and then got so good for a long period of time when he was there. We've survived. We've been pretty good. I mean, close to 22% there in the stretch with he and Brian out. So we've got some other options as well. He'll get out there sooner rather than later.
Obviously, it'll take guys like he and Little and Trot to get back to where you want them to be. The timelines that you see them on, how do you like the way it's shaping up going into potentially making the playoffs?
We have to have priority one being that. And then the second priority is you want to make sure, given that if you get to the point that you qualify, that you've got a good team and you've got your best players healthy. So we'll manage that a little bit. It may make more sense, even if we think we're right on the line with a guy, we've got a three-day block after the Ranger game, so that may make some sense to get to that point with the other two. I think Matty's Perreault's ahead of both Brian and Ben in terms of coming back. There's only one mic today, fellas, sorry.
How hard, we've heard a lot about how tight this room is, and mm-hmm. clearly it is. How hard is it for a college kid to come in there and be at home?
Well, so it's a bit more of a challenge for guys not coming up from the American League who had a training camp, who knows a few guys. I think it's easier at times to integrate yourself into a very close room, believe it or not, than it is into a room that's fragmented. And he has, you know, a really close personal friend in Jake Trouba, and that makes all the difference in the world. If you have one guy that can show you the ropes, take you out for dinner after the games, make you feel a part of it, then you got your in. You know, he doesn't need 10 best friends when he walks in, or he's got one guy that he knows really well that he's close to. So it's almost a perfect situation for him. We got a good solid room in there, and the guys are be welcoming. At the same time, we got a job to do and a focus here. So, but having Jake there is big for him.
You've got an interesting goalie decision here. One who's done real well against Chicago, one who's really hot right now and hasn't done well against Chicago. How do you weigh that?
Pav's playing. Pavlik's playing.
How do you come to it?
He's fresh, ready, and playing the best hockey I've seen him play.
And his history against Chicago?
It won't matter, because at some point you got to change your history against every team if you want to get to where you want to get to. You know, had the rotation been different coming in, have things played slightly different out, there was that. And certainly I looked at that. But the way it's played out, this one's an easy call.
Just a curiosity question from the game the other night against Montreal. We didn't get a chance to talk to you yesterday. Yeah. In the first period, there seemed to be some discussions and almost debate about the changes. It looked to be two or three times Montreal tried or got to make the last change, and you were discussing something with referees at timeouts. Could you shed a little light on what was going on there the other night?
We were discussing something different. I don't know that I want to shed any light on it. I'm trying to mend fences here and build bridges, not burn anything down. But as far as that, the other part of it was, you go in with your matchup, and you're always balancing matchup and flow. Back and forth. I mean, getting the right people out against the right people is an important thing, as long as it's not at the expense of how you're coming off the bench, the legs that you're coming off the bench with. So the change that was made was really after the first, in terms of how I was mentally approaching the matchup, and got away from that to get focused more on flow. And because it became clear after the first, our legs weren't where they needed to be. So we needed a change in terms of just getting more of a rhythm ourselves off the bench, worrying less about a matchup, getting the shift length right, so that was more of the change. But no, as far as the we were just discussing the how we felt about each other.